All right, folks, and welcome to a very special episode of the Alien Radio Podcast. As always, we are brought to you by newtherapy.bandcamp.com. That's New Therapy with a K. Look in the description if you don't know how to spell it. Today, we take Alien Radio to a new level. We're broadcasting live from Lucky Tree Cafe on Hillsborough Street in Raleigh, North Carolina. An amazing cafe, and thank you to Amanda and everybody involved with Lucky Tree for letting us do this amazing podcast there. Now, I was drinking on a bulletproof coffee along with a banana cashew bar, and it was fantastic. The bulletproof coffee had some Ceylon cinnamon, some honey. Oh, it was delicious. But more importantly, folks, we were there with the Conscious Breathing Podcast, thanks to my buddy Theo Feaster and my buddy Donovan. They're starting a Conscious Breathing activity at the Living Arts Collective in Durham, North Carolina, every Tuesday from 7 to, I think, around 9 o'clock is when they have the room. Now, I came into this podcast not having any clue what was going to happen. My buddy Don said they were starting this breathing thing and there was music involved, so I said, we're going to get him on the podcast. No fucking doubt. I couldn't have been more surprised by the amazing technique that Theo brought. It's basically applied meditative breathing to a music piece, like with a beat, and so you're breathing on the beat. Now, I'm not gonna spoil it. I'm gonna let y'all fall in cold, but in case I'm stumbling around in the beginning, like I said, I had no idea how awesome the breathing techniques that they have are, and I really felt it in my hands. We had another gentleman from the cafe come over and do the breathing with us after we ended the podcast, and he said it was awesome. It reminded him something that they would do in martial arts where they would put these herbs on their hands and make them tingle in the way that it ended up feeling. But it's very cool. Theo's website is ibreatheconsciously.com, and that'll be in the description as well. So check that out. I'm not going to keep y'all much longer. Just remember newtherapy.com. This is a fantastic episode, and it's all this music you're hearing right now is from live at the Lucky Tree Cafe in Hillsborough. So drop by there if you live in Raleigh or Durham or anything. Swing by, tell them you love the vibes, and check out some of the art they got. Anyway, let's get this thing started. This is freaking fantastic. I had no idea where this was going to go. At the very end, there is the breathing exercises. So at the very least, stick around for the conversation. But Theo guides us through the music. So stay on his breath. And the goal is to follow his breathing and to hold your breath in. And, you know, just really understand the benefit of getting this oxygen circulated. It's fantastic, folks. I'm not going to keep you any longer. Let's get into this bitch. Alien Radio.
Good to see you, man. Hey, yeah, good to see you as well.
Yeah, Theo, nice to meet you.
And nice
Don,
to meet you.
Known you for a while. Anyway, what y'all got? You got something magical you've been working on.
Introduce it.
All right, so we have a melodic breathing meditation that we're doing every Tuesday at the Durham Living Arts Collective. And basically, we're recreating basically how I learned to meditate.
Right on. So you want to take us through that?
Like,
what was your introduction to meditation?
So, like, before I learned to meditate, I search for all different types of ways to meditate, all different type of methods. But like, I didn't learn how to actually do it until I found out about breathing exercises, specifically diaphragmatic breathing. Like,
right.
Once I learned those breathing exercises, meditation was easy to me. And basically, through my process of learning how to meditate, I figured, and like, I used the breathing exercises, but like I realized that how I was meditating was a lot different than what I saw on TV and what other people like typically do to meditate. So I figured I should expose other people to that, because meditation needs some diversity. Like, there is no one specific way to meditate.
Right. I mean, that's what people say all the time.
That's the big thing that we're pushing, is that like the idea we're doing is, in the class, we do sit down and meditate. We have live music going along with it, but at the same time, our focus is on breathing, which is something that we do, everyone does,
right,
all the time. So to be able to like consciously pull yourself out of moments and recognize whether or not you're diaphragmatically breathing or not is a benefit for anyone that takes part in doing this.
So being aware of your breath.
Yeah.
Like in certain instances, then make sure you're breathing diaphragmatically. Now that's
like
the muscle
stomach,
in case anybody doesn't know.
Not your chest.
You can Google
lifting,
it.
Yeah. But like through
like
our preconceived
stomach.
Like ways, you know, making ourselves look bigger, like pushing out our chest or sucking in our stomach, we have like evolved, so to say, to breathe incorrectly. So we're not absorbing the correct amount of oxygen that we could potentially be. And it's been proven to combat anxiety, depression, boost your immune system, and enhance sleep. And I certainly can attest that after doing these exercises, I sleep a lot more restful.
Like sleep sounder?
Yeah, I mean,
that's
I guess it's hard for me to turn.
I wake up at least 6 or 7 times a night.
Yeah, I've never been a person to do that. I've always been a person that, like, I could fall asleep on a wooden floor and start snoring in, like, 3 seconds.
Yeah.
But I have felt like I've felt rested waking up since doing more of this.
Right. So is it to like to a melody? Is that why it's the melodic and you're breathing?
Yeah,
exactly. Is that the process? Is that how you ended up getting into meditation?
Exactly. So like I learned breathing exercises like through like traditional methods, like through teachers teaching pranayama, through breathwork classes. But in those breathwork classes, in those pranayama classes, like we were always listening to soothing, like relaxing
those
type
synth
music.
Keyboards, like with the,
but like when I would go home and actually practice it myself, yeah, I
you don't have
to
that
hip-hop.
Soundtrack. Yeah, yeah.
Like,
oh, okay,
I listened
okay.
to, like I listened to the things that they told me you shouldn't listen to when you meditate.
Right.
And I felt like the big bass from like rap songs I like really helped to like get that rhythm down, that
yeah.
breathing rhythm. So like when I did like my first one, like I tried to find music that was similar to the music I use when I practice. And then when I met up with Donovan at the first breathing workshop I did, like he got it. It's actually funny.
So how did y'all two meet, I guess?
This is what I was going to go into.
Okay.
We worked together for Raleigh Reclaimed. Actually, it was over there today. We the Boys. It's a good spot to get.
What is it?
We the Boys. It was a great spot to work. It was a wood shop that used to be down by the MLK house, but they moved over to Atlantic. But me and Theo, we worked there. That's how I met Theo, because I started working at the wood shop. And then when I went on a cross-country trip with Melissa, when I got back, Theo had quit the shop. And I had always remembered like having like conscious conversations with him during the wood shop and shit.
Right.
And like when I got back, I kind of like lost communication with him, and I was like wondering like what the hell is Theo up to, because he was always talking about doing some woke shit.
Right.
And
some woke
then
I was over
hanging with Jenkins, and he tells me about a conscious breathing event that's going down in Raleigh.
Yeah.
And I was in Raleigh at the night.
Where at?
At.
Oh yeah, I did the first one at. It was in with HQ. It's a co-working space.
Okay.
So I did it on one of the floors in their Martin Street address.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
And I walk up there and I'm like, whoa, Theo's running this class. This is pretty rad. And then his whole breathing thing was, it was like the breathing was to a beat to help people breathe
yeah.
together. Because like, were you saying that breathing together?
Oh, yeah. So like a great way to build rapport with somebody
yeah.
is to breathe in unison with them.
Yeah.
So like that was like an unexpected like little wrinkle that went with it. This is before I even knew that.
Right.
But like yes, yeah, like something weird happened with that first one. Like that many people breathing in unison.
Yeah,
created
it was really crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so while he was doing the breathing, he mentioned, I thought he just like had songs that he picked off the internet and had
right.
them play to, and then he name dropped a bartender in the area that he was that made the beats, and I was like, oh wow, he's actually seeking to collaborate with people creating music to this. Yeah. And I have so much stuff on this loop pedal that right. I don't really, I think it's really dope. It's cool loops, but I had really no idea how to incorporate them into a live setting with, because they're not full songs, you know, they're just like beats that I have on here. So I had a bunch on there, so we started linking up on one day a week and started feeling like this would be something that would be really beneficial for people to experience. And then linked up with the Living Arts Collective the night that you played the show, played the show, Theo kicked it off.
Durham, shout out Living Arts Collective.
Yeah, Living Arts Collective in Durham. It's a dope place doing really cool things every night. But
I love that floor they got in there, man. Yeah. Are you good on that floor?
Yeah, totally. Man.
Yeah, so we looked into renting out a space, and we're in the basement. So if it's a little confusing,
the basement of the Living Arts.
The Living Arts Club. There's a downstairs.
What does the basement look like?
So it's connected to a gym. This is where it's a little confusing. Like,
so you can lift in there. I'm down to go.
There is another class going on the main floor at the same time that we go on.
Yeah.
But you walk through that, and there's steps downstairs. We have signs posted, but you step down into like a little section of a gym that you just walk through. There's a doorway. And then we're the first door on.
Is it like
the
a
right.
yoga room or
what's
something?
That? What's that?
Is it like, I don't know, I'm just saying.
It's like a weightlifting room.
Well, the room we're in is multi-purpose. Like, okay. They have the same type springy floor as upstairs.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
not but exactly like, the same. It's a lot nicer in the upstairs one, but it's
well, yeah,
so
it's
nice.
A lot nicer, but, like, that floor has some give to it. It's not, like, concrete. It's, like, a little spring to it.
No, it's awesome, yeah.
And, the space, and it's a cool
got plenty
space.
Of space, and Apollo comes, and... it's a beautiful acoustics, and you can set the lights and everything. Just vibe is on point. But yeah, it's a great spot, and there's things going on every single night. So, but it's cool, you know, like it's a merge of the live music with the meditation, which I've always thought would be a really cool thing to see infiltrate meditation. So I've seen like crystal bowls and little hong drums, but
right,
never really
seen
like
that's
a full
exactly,
live
that,
band.
Yo, that's
doing
what
meditating
I gotta give you credit, man. That's pretty fucking awesome. I mean, you always think of like you know, like flutes and maybe some other kind of music.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Meditation, nothing with a beat, but the beat I think is actually really important because your heart rate is definitely linked to your breath. Like your heart speeds up, your breathing's like, think about when you're running and stuff like that. So if you're breathing to like nice chill music, I mean that's great for clearing your head, but it's not really exploring the different states your body enters depending on your breath. And so if you could be calm with like, say you're playing to like a maybe up tempo and you're breathing a little faster than like, you know, a nice relaxed pace, you're helping you like learn how to be calm in these accelerating states. It's just what I'm thinking about. I never even thought about any of this before, but like that is a very
totally
interesting
right.
concept. Yeah, no, different beats and different evolutions of the breath.
Yeah, and like when most people talk about meditation, like they talk about like how you can incorporate meditation into your daily life.
Right.
But like if you're only meditating to calm, relaxing music, like that's
not
exactly
real life.
When
I mean,
you
that
need
is
it.
Exactly. I mean, life is all about like, you know, like ups and downs. And if you're already feeling calm, then calm, like, I mean, I get if you're stressed out and you're trying to relax and the nice calm and music, but like some days you're feeling great, it would make sense to breathe different.
And it also gives people exposure to a different way to meditate.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. You were saying meditation needs diversity, and that's...
No, it totally does. Like, it's a super old practice. Like, people have been meditating for, like, eons. But, like, if we want meditation to come, like, to the forefront, like to the present day, like, we have to, like, incorporate it in new and interesting ways.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm just thinking like, you know, somebody that's like maybe like a professional skier where they zip down the hill really fast. I mean, they got to remain very calm in these very intense situations. So, like, I mean, that's definitely an application of like the meditation.
They're definitely meditating while they're doing that.
And that's
know?
What I'm saying. So, like, you're 100% right. Like, to the slow, relaxing. I mean, that's just one scope. That's just one area.
Yeah.
Man, I'm intrigued. So you did the one, and that you once you met. Have you done another one yet, or are you going to start at the Living Arts Collective?
So, yeah, we started on Tuesday.
Oh, wow, this Tuesday.
This past Tuesday was our first one. So we've been linking up every... We were doing every Thursday today, and we've been doing that weekly as, like, practice run-throughs.
Yeah.
And now we have a space that we have people... It's a suggested $10 donation, but... We're not going to turn anyone away for anything. give what you can.
Right.
We got plans though to like record an EP, get an EPK, and push the festival scene, because I feel like this doubles as not only like a musical option,
yeah,
because it is live music that's happening, but it also it doubles as a workshop, because this is,
yeah,
this is a workshop, you know, it's a meditation workshop with music.
So like I have a workshop at the festival, like during like,
yeah,
oh man, and like maybe in between some concerts or,
yeah,
something.
And like at bigger at bigger festivals,
I never even thought about that.
At bigger festivals, it's like there is a whole stage dedicated to workshops that
especially
are going on.
Especially a place
you know?
If you need to go to like, you know, clear your head or, mm-hmm, you know, get some relaxation. And then the other thing you were talking about, you did mention, sorry, we'll divert real quick, but like, you were talking about when y'all said, like, we're not having as much oxygen in the blood, you know what I mean? So it's good to, you know, refresh and take that moment to,
yeah,
sit and
re-oxygize
just
your entire body.
Oh, man,
body.
That'd be awesome.
That's kind of what happens when your body almost, like, is so tingly, like, overwhelmingly tingly, like,
yeah,
almost vibratory.
Yeah.
And it's because, like, you're, like, oxidizing your entire body, you know? It's pretty crazy.
But. Yeah, that's definitely cool with the festival idea. I can definitely see that being a real chill kind of experience.
Yeah, and it's like got the potential to like merge with Xylem to have like the conscious breathing opening. Like if we had a double hour slot where you do the conscious breathing for an hour, that flows right into the beginning of a Xylem set.
Yeah, and like we're also like I'm also reaching out to charities and other organizations, because like, there's so many different applications for this. Like, it's all based on, like, how creative you are.
Right.
And, like, if it spawns off into other various forms of meditation, like, so be it. Like, there needs to be, like, multiple forms of this.
Yeah, I mean, that's what... I mean, everybody has, like, their own way of getting into their headspace, so, like, the more options you have...
Exactly.
It might click one way, and then doing different like, versions of the thing would definitely... like I said, I'm 100% turned on to the idea. I'd never even thought about it till right now, and it sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's cool. That the thing is, like, we don't really have, like a clientele that
we're targeting.
Yeah, it's like everyone breathes, you know.
Yeah, everyone
so
breathes.
Everyone, this is something that benefits everyone that takes
that's,
part of
it's
it.
It's actually funny, because I was you know, I was doing a little bit of reading about breathing a couple days ago, and one of the things is it's breathing is funny, because it's one of the things that you do all day, every day, you don't even think about. But then when you do think about it, you're like, oh, you suddenly become conscious of it. So you can either be the passenger of the breath or the director of the breath. And I think
passenger of the breath.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, so people like, I mean, if you're just, that's when you're just breathing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I would believe that, you know, the stronger your breathing is, so if you do practice, it's just like working out, like, then when you're riding the breath and you're being the passenger of the breath, you'll be used to getting more deeper oxygen levels just from working on the breath. And especially with the diaphragmatic breathing that you're talking about to a beat, like, you're definitely like working it out like a muscle, because the diaphragm is a muscle.
Yeah.
So one of the things, like, you know, when I sing, like, that's one of the big things is that diaphragm and the compression and the ability to hold it and do all of that. And I've noticed just from like boosting like cardio and working the lungs, like from like a running, like a high pace kind of thing, it ends up translating into a little bit more like control of the diaphragm.
Yeah,
that's exactly like what we're going for. So like with these exercises, like for those people who don't normally breathe with their diaphragm in their day-to-day life, by doing these regularly, like you train you train your unconscious breathing patterns.
Right.
So through conscious breath, through doing it over and over again, over time, your unconscious breathing patterns change as well. So the more you do this, like eventually, you'll just have that switch. So you'll always be breathing through your diaphragm.
I mean, it's just like, I mean, a lot of people think about meditation, but they don't like, and they think of like, you know, like you said, the calm music sitting around. Mm-hmm. They don't necessarily think about it as like working out a muscle, you know, and I think that is a key approach when you think about just like, instead of thinking about like, you know, clearing your mind is definitely a benefit and you do all that, but like the actual like strength of the breath, you know, it's once you start breathing more deeper and full, I mean, it just, you know, it's just all around better. I mean, that's one of the things, like a lot of athletes, man, they have a lot of oxygen in their blood because, you know, they're breathing in. And I mean, you've seen them, like, when they take oxygen, like when they're on the... Yeah.
And
what were you saying about the lymphatic?
Another great thing about diaphragmatic breathing is, like... You know, your heart, like your circulatory system has your heart. Like that's what pumps blood through your circulatory system. Well, when you breathe through your diaphragm, that is the pump for your lymphatic system.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So like if you're not constantly breathing through your diaphragm, like, lymph's not moving as optimally through your system as it possibly could.
That is one of the things. I mean, it's very like... I guess it's like you said, that's the way your breath is connected to your heartbeat and pumping the blood through your body. It's just it's all rhythms. It's all rhythms, biorhythms.
Yeah.
And so I like the idea of like, I mean, I've always like thought, I mean, there's definitely a response that music gives you like in your brain anyway. And so combining that with a conscious like breathing, man, that is pretty swell, not just being this like flute music and stuff.
Yeah, I bring a psychedelic vibe to it. So it's like almost like I want to try and bring people deeper while the music's happening in the meditation. Because I do the breathing exercise, and then when I push all the air out, that's when I'll meditate a little bit.
Now, like,
and then I'll hop on the keys and play whatever I'm feeling without
having
air in my lungs.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Especially when everybody's breathing on the same kind of rhythm.
Yeah.
It kind of like... I'm sure that would change the
so
like the feel
the,
of the music.
The process that we do is we have two different breaths that we've been just working on in the beginning, and it's like a forced exhale.
Okay.
Yeah, so like that's
is this one of the exercises?
Yeah, the first exercise we do is capital of the body,
okay.
And it's a variation of that. So
right.
For all of you pranayama teachers out there, like it's not exactly that, but like. This one, we're just practicing. Like, it's basically a workout for the diaphragm,
right.
And to get them used to the breath holds that we're going to do for the exercise. So it's a forced exhale through the nose,
okay,
with a relaxed inhale.
Okay,
we do that for 15 to 20 times.
Inhale through the nose.
Everything for this exercise is through the nose.
Okay, so you force out an exhale.
Yes.
From your diaphragm, from the chest, like well,
oh, from the diaphragm.
So, okay,
so you go.
If you want to like try to do this, folks, it's like right in the center of your rib cage. If you kind of tighten and you feel it, and if you make the sound, you'll feel where your diaphragm is.
Exactly.
So that's from where you're going. And I just know this from being in music, like just for like you. It's that's how you control the breath and for singing. But anyway. So you're saying a forced exhale through the nose using the diaphragm
and holding your stomach helps with that.
Are these shallow breaths or are they like long exhales?
So like with capillary body, it is a quick exhale.
Okay.
So it sounds similar to this. So it's not quite all of the air out of my lungs. Yeah, and like just hold your stomach and try to get your navel to go as close to your spine as possible.
Okay. Okay. Wow.
So like this gets them used to using their diaphragm for the breath, and then after about 15 to 20 of those, we'll do the double breath retention. So first you push all the air out of your lungs,
okay,
and hold your breath for as long as you can.
So you do that 15 to 20 times, is what you're saying?
Yeah, you do the first breath.
Okay.
And then like for the breath retentions, you push all of the air out of your lungs,
okay,
and you hold your breath for as long as you can.
Right.
And then when you have the urge to breathe again, you breathe all the way in and you hold your breath again.
Okay, so you breathe out, hold your breath, breathe in, hold your breath.
Yeah.
And how many times would you do that?
No, that's just one.
Oh, okay. So after you, wow.
We've only been doing this one without music.
Okay.
Maybe like
a warm up, like a warm up.
Well, yeah. That
we kick it off with, and maybe have like some slow piano intro to it while the breathe.
Exactly.
So we're gonna.
How this happening?
But like, I feel like this is a good warm up to introduce people to their diaphragm. And then get them used to the process of the breath holds, because the next breath that we're gonna do is a variation of Tummo. Okay. And like, it's almost the exact opposite.
Okay.
It's all the emphasis is on the inhale. So okay. It is a forced inhale with a relaxed exhale. But this one, you can do it through your nose or your mouth, okay. But like, it's generally easier for most people to do it through their mouth because we're doing this to the tempo of a song.
Right, right, right.
So like, you breathe all the way in. Have that. No, this one is the Timo one, so it's like.
Okay.
And the idea is to get this as circular as possible.
Yeah, yeah.
So we do this to the tempo of the song. If it's a fast-paced song, we only do it for a short amount of time. If it's a slower song, we'll do it for a little bit longer. And then after we reach the amount of time for that controlled hyperventilation, you push all the air out again. You hold your breath for as long as you can.
So after that exercise, when was this? Like at the end of the song?
Oh, no, this is during the song.
Okay, during the song.
So, like, during the whole process, you're getting cues constantly.
Right, right, right. Okay.
You actually run the vocals through the loop.
Yeah.
So you'll have the breathing going through so that Theo can still take part in
the breathing.
It's impossible to fully go into it without something when you're consciously holding something in front of your face.
Right.
You know? So we loop the vocals, and it has a breathing thing that is going to the beat, and it's on a loop.
Yeah.
And then we erase that loop when we want to come back in and have a meditation start. And you take a deep breath in, and that's when you push all the air out of your lungs. And
then you hold. And then...
Okay, so there's a cue.
So that's where
it's definitely a cue. Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, so I guess when we do it, because we should do this here for sure. Like,
definitely.
There this.
Yeah.
I'll just follow your lead and like maybe just give me like a hand signal when it's time to. It was like you hold it in. So this one is the where you hold it in and then let it out all the way and hold your breath.
We're doing something right now.
Sorry about that, man. Hey, have a good one, man.
And it also helps like visually seeing it because like with these exercises, I'm throwing a lot of information at you.
Right.
But like a lot of it is intuitive. Like once you see somebody actually do it.
Right.
Yeah. So like. The whole breathing part, like, it's basically the build-up for the breath holds.
Right.
So the controlled hyperventilations...
Right, so the goal is to oxygenate and then hold your breath.
Yeah, but, like, it's not necessarily oxygenating. The controlled hyperventilation, what it does is lowers your CO2 levels.
Mm. Gotcha.
So, like, your blood oxygen saturation is going to stay the same, but it's lowering your CO2 levels, so, like, these breath holds... can last a little bit longer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And it's wild. Like, when I first started doing these, because it's similar to the Wim Hof method.
Yeah.
And Wim Hof, like, for all of those who don't know Wim Hof method is a variation of Tummo. And Tummo is an inner fire, Tibetan inner fire breathing meditation.
And I had been doing that, like, for about a week before I reconnected with Theo.
Yeah.
I had been doing that, and when I first started doing it, like on the exhale, and I'd hold my breath, I was really, really struggling to hit like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Like with no air in, because I'd never, I think it was the first time
your breath
I ever
with no
held
air
my
completely
air.
Different than swimming pool, hold your breath, go under.
Yeah, it always held my breath.
Nobody
with
really
air
thinks about
in my
that.
Lungs. I'd never once pushed all the air in my lungs and held that for as long as I could.
Yeah.
So that was like a real mind universal shakeup for me. And, when I first started doing it, I could only hold my breath for maybe 10 seconds. But doing it for 1 week, I did it for 1 week, and then I didn't do it for a week, and that's when I went to Theo's class. And during that class, I was able to push easily a minute and a half, and I only took a deep breath in because I didn't remember if I had pushed all my air out or if I had held all my air in. I couldn't remember, and it was like almost like I just wanted clarification of which one. Like I felt like I was starting to go a little crazy.
Yeah.
And it's wild, like you actually start like feeling like pretty psychedelic from
and you
from
can breathe anywhere. It's the awesome part.
Yeah.
So you can practice it in the morning if you got time, in the evening if you got time, at your desk or wherever you
it
might
really
be.
It really is like a legal psychedelic.
Yeah, and that state
that's
you're
what
talking
I've heard
about.
Too.
Like that moment where you didn't know if you like need to breathe in or breathe out. Like it
lost in revelation.
Yeah, it's called a breathless state in meditation.
Oh shit.
So like that's actually what you're aiming
Whoa.
For.
Yeah, and it was like wild. It was definitely
up there on one of the craziest things I've ever experienced.
So remember when it was like 14 degrees the other day? So it was like 14 degrees the other day, and I had been reading about Wim Hof because I actually heard about him about maybe a year and a half ago. And so I used to do what I used to do is like for like for singing, I would try to get like a 30-second breath in and a 30-second breath out. So you breathe in for 30 seconds and you breathe out, because I was trying to increase my lung capacity so that I didn't get breathless if I had like a long run. And I did that for a long time. I noticed like it was definitely helping, and then I quit doing that. But anyway, I got into Wim Hof because I was talking to Brett, my friend Brett, about it, and he was talking about Wim Hof, and I was like, well, it is 14 degrees. So what I did for two nights in a row, and it was like 14 and 17 degrees, I just got down in my boxers and just went outside in the middle of the night. It's fucking windy. And I was just trying to like breathe out there. I woke up fucking with the worst cold that I've had. And I went out the next night and I was like, whatever, even worse the second time around. And so, I mean, that might not have been the smartest decision. I mean, I'm sure you got to like build up, not 14 degrees out of nowhere. But I was thinking though, you know, like I wasn't showing any signs of having a cold before that. So maybe that was building up my immune system. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe that somehow. Yeah. I mean, it's a weird fucking
weird coincidence.
I mean, a lot of people. I play open mics a lot, so I share a lot of microphones. So it could have been some germ that was just waiting for the right cold condition.
I would say you can almost confidently assume that. Sitting down in 14 degree weather.
I only did it for 5 minutes. I did it for 5 minutes the first night and 7 minutes the second night.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe not.
I got one for you, though.
It was like, kind of cool.
Because, like, with Wim Hof, like...
The Iceman.
Yeah, the Iceman. Like, so, like, fucker. I've been taking ice baths because of that. Because, like...
Yeah.
Like, the first couple, like, yeah, it sucked, but, like... Doing the breath, like you get used to it, and like it's not bad.
I think maybe I should have done some inside breaths. I should have got my blood and fucking inside breaths, and then went out there.
Oh no, but like you just gotta keep doing it. So like I've been taking these ice baths or whatever, and normally like I set an alarm so like I don't go over 3 minutes. I mean 30 minutes.
Right.
But I remember the last time I did it, like I thought I set this alarm, and I'm just in this complete blissed out zen state. Of
in
doing
the middle
the breath.
Of ice bath,
and,
I don't know about.
Like my girlfriend comes into the bathroom.
A little.
She's like, "You know, you've been in there over an hour, right?" I'm like, "Oh shit, I've been in there over an hour." So I get out, and I'm like, full on hypothermia.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, definitely set alarms if you're gonna do the ice baths or like chill out in 14 degree weather.
You're in there for an hour.
Yeah, dude, ice baths. Oh man, I mean, so closest I've been to a full-on ice bath is about 3 weeks. I was living in a house with some folks, and our hot water broke, and like we couldn't get anybody out to fix it. So like we were taking ice showers, like just from like normal like 32 degrees, whatever it is outside, to turn it on the cold water, and like every morning everybody would wake up because you hear somebody going ah. But hilarious. definitely the ice bath, man. That's definitely something I would like to try.
I won't say all of it, but most of the science Wim Hof method is due to the overwhelmingly large evidence that taking cold showers and ice baths is like insanely beneficial for you.
Oh yeah,
maybe not an hour long. Ice bath.
Yeah, probably not an hour long. I can't.
But he.
Then again, but here's the thing: if you can do an hour long, that's different.
The breathing is.
I get in there for like,
to
like
keep,
3 seconds,
to raise
and I'm
your
like,
body temperature.
Oh, fuck this.
Yeah, and like.
So I mean, I think that would be cool though, just to as a far because I mean, I've definitely like hurt my foot and my arm or my hand, and I've soaked it in ice, and you get to that point where it sucks, and then all of a sudden, it like numbs up, everything kind of relaxes. And then you're like, ah, it's not even that cold anymore.
You realize most of it's mental.
Yeah. And
it's mostly mental.
My mind needs some work when it comes to that. But I'm definitely down for the ice bath. Definitely, like, I've heard.
Yeah, but work up to it. Like, yeah. Like,
start with a cold shower.
Do cold shower a couple days a week.
Especially this time of year, it's really cold. Like, in the summer, it's, like, kind of, like, pipes aren't
that easy. Speaking of water, this kind of takes it a little off the ice bath.
Yeah.
When I was in New Jersey for Christmas, I did a flotation tank, a sensory deprivation tank.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I was actually, we should do that here. We should go to one. Yeah. There's got to be something in Raleigh.
There used to be one in Raleigh, but it closed down.
It's only the closest ones, Asheville and Wilmington.
Wilmington,
that's it?
Yeah.
I was thinking about that. All right, tell the story.
But,
I really want to get in a damn tank.
I took a lot of mushrooms, but...
You went on there? You went deep, dude. You went deep into the murky unknown.
But,
What's a lot?
Everyone laughs
when
I say this, but, like... I wouldn't
Like an eighth?
Do it again? I mean, I would recommend it again. I would recommend it again. But it is like an overwhelming...
You're jumping in head first, bro.
It's a sensory overload. It's a sensory overload while you go into a sensory deprivation tank. Yeah, so it's like a conflicting interest of what you're going for.
Kind of. I mean, I can see, like, I feel like it's just like it's getting your mind, like...
I would say the biggest thing that affects me with mushrooms is when I close my eyes, the colors and visuals that I see, and when I am in quiet space, the sounds and music that I hear. So when I'm in a sensory deprivation tank that's completely black and soundless, that's like the ultimate thing that I'm getting affected by.
Yeah,
which was
cool.
I went pretty deep into a lot of things.
Yeah, everything was in your brain, dude.
You lose your body when you if you're in there for if you chill for five seconds. It was 90 minutes.
You did 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Going deep.
And
and you said, I don't know if I'd do it again. But
no, I would definitely do it again. But I would definitely want to experience
like
it.
Like normal? Like normal, a week
like
or
without
something?
Without no, I would like to experience it just like completely.
You need a baseline.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know how y'all stand on this, so I'm not incriminating y'all, but I do want to say that, like, we'll get back to the deprivation tank, how this is linked. Like, I find if you take like a good strong hit of some really good weed, and then right as that starts to hit you, if you start breathing and meditating, like, it kind of speeds up the process a little bit, as far as like if you were in a tank, you know, going on a mental adventure, it's kind of like the you know, like the booster rocket that gets you right out of the stratosphere. But anyway, so what I was saying is, like, so you were like, I'm just thinking, like, doing mushrooms and going in one of those would be like, you let your dog outside and he's finally free to run around, but you also give him a rocket. So, like, you're just like,
with Coco, give Coco a rocket.
Where am I going, dude?
I mean, I guess it is similar to that.
Though, because, like, doing it that way, like, you're definitely going to have a good time. You might go in there. If I went in there just like normal, like today, maybe on a little coffee, I'd feel a little jittery, float around. It'd be a kind of different experience.
Keith.
Keith went with you?
He wasn't. And he said that it was, I found it very easy to relax. So maybe it helped me. Because, like, it does take some getting used to the fact of floating in water.
But it came with a pillow. It's like a foot deep or a couple feet deep.
Yeah, 10 inches.
11 inches of water, 1,000 pounds of Epsom salt.
Yeah.
And the water is heated to your body temperature, which is
94.3.
I know, that's dude.
You just chill for 5 seconds and you stop moving in the water.
What is the air like in there? Is it breathing like? Is it kind of like a hot tub or is it like a pool?
It's very like, I don't know. There was definitely like the Epsom smell. Like it's very good smell. You know, very comforting.
I love Epsom
chill.
Salt, man. That saved my life.
It was very easy to like completely lose your body, which you do immediately. It's the most mind-blowing thing, you know. It's like you don't have a body when you still sit still for 5 seconds, and that's just like the most psychedelic thing. It's like Ram Dass and Be Here Now, like when he's just sitting on the couch just watching his entire ego deconstruct, and it's like it's just like.
But did the blackness, did it increase any of your, like, did, like, do you have, like, fake visual?
Well, that's
perception?
What I'm saying. Like, I definitely had a lot of visuals. That's why I would like to do it when I'm not.
Well, yeah, like,
I just imagine the point, like, where you're, like, you can't, like, feel it, like, your body, and then you're, like, close your eyes, and it's dark,
no
and then
difference.
You open
no
your
difference.
Eyes.
No
yeah,
difference.
That's the
nuts.
Point.
Yeah, like, so, like, oh.
You don't know if you're, oh.
Like, the greatest part of, like, a deprivation tank is to, like, get rid of your senses. Like
oh, we good.
Oh,
we
man.
Good. Ain't no thing. Granola's still good.
Yeah, but, like, think about, like, your mind. Like, yeah, you're just in your mind without, like, all those everyday, like, little things happening. Like, think about, like, how much of your energy you spend, like, feeling things tactile or, like, hearing things.
Like, right now, I mean, we're sitting on chairs, our feet are on the floor, we're in a beautiful Lucky Tree coffee shop in North Carolina.
Like, science has proven that blind people have better hearing because they're using more of their energy to hear versus see. And the same thing is happening in that sensory deprivation tank. So, like, yeah, I definitely think you should get a baseline and then definitely do shrooms again just to see what it is.
Yeah.
Because, like, I know, like, me personally, my favorite thing to do in the deprivation tank is edibles.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man. It's a great tool for meditation, period.
Yeah.
Like, I recommend it to anyone.
Similar. It's crazy. The benefits are very similar to the breathing. Like, a lot of the things I've read is that it's incredible for sleep, which I did have a...
What is this?
For the flow tank, yeah. And so does the breathing. It's been shown to enhance sleep, but... I also did a really long drive, which I avoided DC from North Carolina up to New Jersey. So it was over, it was pushing 10 hours that I was driving that previous day. That may have contributed to how well I slept, but it was also the night after doing the float tank, and I slept for like, I was out for hours, and it was one of the best sleeps I've had in a long ass time. And this song is amazing. It's playing right now.
Yeah, it's
so, where have you done? Where have you floated?
So there used to be a place in Raleigh, I'm originally from Chicago, so every time I go to Chicago, I go float at Float 60. Awesome facility, yeah. Awesome float tanks. But there used to be a place here in Raleigh. They're no longer here. Like, that was a great place.
Dude, that's been a shame. I actually Googled it the other day. For some reason, I was like, okay, I'm finally going to do this. Let's do it.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I've known about them for a while, but I didn't.
Hey, we have some people that are talking that think it would be a cool idea to get something at
the Living
Arts Collective.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Which would be really
dope. The Tank of the Collective?
They sell, so this, I think it's Float. What's the
Float
Zen
Lab?
Float Company?
Mm.
Oh.
They sell, like, a small, like, under $2,000.
Oh, yeah, Zen
dollar.
Float, yeah.
Float tank, and potentially possible that we might have a float tank drone, but not, don't quote on anything for that. It's just
you gotta go full on samadhi. You gotta go drop the 10,000 and get the samadhi float tank.
You got to.
It's worth it.
But it was wild, man. I've never experienced anything like that in my life.
I can imagine.
And it's definitely something that makes me more excited to go visit my parents in New Jersey. You know? So,
yeah, you treat yourself when you go visit your loved ones.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing for years.
Because it was like, with it being 3 hours away in this area, for anyone, Asheville, Wilmington, my mom had one that's like a half hour from her house. So it's definitely going to be something anytime I go up to New Jersey.
I'm definitely about I'm in Wilmington, I might take a trip down there.
Dude, I'd be totally down, man. Yeah.
It's only 2 hours out there.
Yeah, let me know. Let me know when you want to.
Go out there.
Groupon's always
in the morning.
Groupon always has deals on it, too.
Wow.
So.
Yeah,
it's cool.
100%.
And that goes to show you, like, there is no one way to meditate.
I'm going
to
do that before I get to episode 20. I'll be on there. I'm going to do it. I'm going to hold myself to it. I got it on record here.
Yeah, it goes to show you there's no one way to meditate. There's so many tools out there.
But it's all about getting your... it's kind of like related to getting in a flow state, which would be like an active meditation almost.
Yeah, transient hypofrontality.
Say that again.
Transient hypofrontality. Transient meaning temporary, hypo meaning slow, frontality meaning front. So, like, that's exactly what it's doing. It's slowing down your prefrontal cortex. So, float tanks, breathing exercises, extreme sports, they have all been shown to do exactly that.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Wow, dude, I'm stoked. I had no idea y'all been in a float tank. That's really cool.
Yeah, I did it, I think, like the 22nd of December, so pushing a month ago.
Yeah.
And, man, it's nuts, like,
and you never get used to it.
I definitely
really
the one thing I wish would happen was that the pillow was like two times as thick, because there was like a slight feeling like my neck was a little.
They get you a pillow.
There's like a little floating pillow.
You don't have to use the pillow.
Well, I definitely, like, without it, I felt like my neck was dipping a little too much, and I feel like if it was just two of them, it'd be perfect. But I just put my hand behind it, and then in a second I forgot that my hand was even behind my head.
That is a dumb question, though. Like, does anybody fall asleep in those things?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
And they just knock you, wake you up, like...
The light inside slowly turns on when it's time's up.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And you, the one that I was in, you can plug an audio input, and you can play music, but I wouldn't want music. Maybe binary beats would be pretty cool, but...
Or, you know, like, whatever, like one of y'all's tracks, yeah. Get that breathing on a rhythm in a float tank.
It's just like, make a 90-minute track would be pretty cool.
Oh, totally.
That would be pretty psychedelic to make a 90-minute track of different binaural beats and different psychedelic sounds to play and get in a float tank. But I was listening to something talking about virtual reality and float tanks, merging those two.
Yeah.
Like, and that would be
Float 60 does it.
Yeah.
Float 60, they have, like, a virtual reality room. They have float tanks. Like, yeah,
that's
they're
wild.
They really got some things
going.
Like,
I'm just assuming. I have no idea. I'm just, like, for some reason, I'm thinking in my mind, like, an egg-shaped tank. With like an IMAX screen on it, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Like,
ooh.
On the inside, and you're just like floating around in a helicopter, and you're like, whoa.
Only thing is, like, it would probably, like, it would shine a light on you to let you see your body.
I just thought about another cool technology to incorporate with the float tanks. And I know Joe Rogan talked about this actually for a little bit, is to incorporate the Osnolite with a float tank. So an Osnolite is a light with five LED lights that shines right above like your face with your eyes closed. And when you're in a meditative state, it distorts that white light into all different kinds of fractals and like sacred geometry, for lack of a better term. But if you can incorporate that with a float tank, oh my god.
Yeah.
It's limitless. We are limitless beings of love.
I'm trying to get in a damn tank right now, dude.
We're going to spread our energy to the universe. And in return, we're going to receive energy. We're going to change the world.
One breath at a time.
One podcast at a time.
Yeah.
Speaking of the cold weather that we just experienced, I was at a lake this weekend, and I took a piece of ice across a frozen lake, and I threw that, and that was the coolest sound I've ever heard in my life.
What, ice on ice?
Like, the ice sliding.
Oh, I got it.
It was like... Let me see if I can bring this up. It was the most trippy.
You know what's tripping me out, though? Past, so, it was like, I guess, when was it? Like, Saturday and Sunday, it was like 14, 16 degrees or whatever. But if you drive by a lake right now, it's been 60 for the past 2 days, like 50 the day before. There's still ice on lakes. And I'm sitting there driving down the road looking at these lakes like half frozen. I'm like, how the hell is there ice on this water right now? Completely throwing me off from what I'm thinking. And
this is the sound. Is that picking up?
Yeah, it almost sounds like a breath or something. That's
Oh, look at your ears.
Yep.
I think you sent it.
Here, play it over again and put it on the mic.
Oh, that is weird.
Sounds like a damn spaceship.
Yeah, it was wild and like...
It's like it has reverb.
Yeah.
I guess it's like the water is vibrating underneath
what?
It.
What was crazy was that?
Is it was in, I don't know, right on the North Carolina-Virginia border. But what was wild was that the night before, it got like under 10 degrees. So I went out there, and I'm standing by the water, and you can hear the sound of the lake freezing. You can hear those deep cracks that are under the ice.
Oh,
that's like,
shit.
This shit is like, it's dropping, and the ice is actually freezing. I'm audibly hearing it freeze, and I stand on the dock. And the dock has like a little bit of a give.
Yeah.
So you hear all the ice that's around the dock start cracking. And while you're on the dock is starting to freeze. So when I step off the dock, the pressure returns to its normal thing. And you just hear it as it just like slowly rises back into place. And I'm like, whoa, this is nuts. And like in a spot where there is no light pollution, you look up and you see the stars full in the sky. Man, it's just like... These things that you can't get in a city, man, it's like these things are just like magical bursts of energy that just like exist just by going near things that aren't. Yeah, it's like always, dude. It's already there. It's always there.
But you can only get float takes in the city.
Good luck floating by them trees.
I guess a float tank is kind of like skipping ice across a frozen lake.
Yeah.
In nature, in a city. You know?
Just listen to the sound of the ice.
I guess we can probably do a lot.
Yeah, we can. I was going to say one thing real quick, though, about something about... I mean, I guess just because it's like 60 degrees and there's ice. It has something to do with water. I think like maybe down under the water, it's still like super cold or something, and that's allowing the ice to be on it. But like, it's just weird seeing these lakes... with like ice on them.
Yeah,
water changes temperature a lot slower than the air.
Yeah.
It's like the ground too. Like the ground, like ground changes temperature a lot slower than the air does.
Right. Yeah, I thought it was funny. I was like, oh man, how is there ice in there?
Yeah, it was actually wild. Like the lake, it was really trippy because it looked like it wasn't frozen all the way across. Like it looked like the water was moving, but as you got closer to the shore or the ground, it got more frozen. But in the center, it didn't look like it was frozen. It looked like it was moving water on a lake. And we skip these rocks out there. They go over this spot. That it's like this. There's like a layer of glass over top of the middle of the lake. And I'm like, It was
making
really
that
psychedelic.
Crazy sound, dude.
It was floating on a piece that I was very convinced was not frozen water. So.
All right. So yeah, let's cool. Let's definitely do one of these. Right, so sweet. How do you want to run? How do you want to run through it?
All right. So you're you want to do it? Explanations
gonna
and
gonna,
all.
You're gonna yeah. You're gonna. So right. I'll give you the headphones.
We're gonna do the second.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We don't
like
need
the,
to do
hey,
that.
Should we do the warm up or something like that? Warm up, like, or should we just go right into it? Because I need to know. Because if we're gonna go to the music, I'll just mute my microphone so we get the.
Yeah, let's just go air. Right into it. Yeah, cool. Yeah.
So here, I'll give you these headphones so you can, like, hear. Because if you're gonna hear your breath in the mic, so you get an idea of volume and everything.
Sit over on this chair.
So we're gonna do the variation of Tumo to this song. This is the forced inhale or focused inhale. So you inhale all the way in with a relaxed exhale. And then on cue, when we do the breath holds, you're going to push all the air out. Hold your breath for as long as you can. And then when you have the urge to breathe, breathe all the way in and hold your breath again. Thank you. practicing it on my own. Yeah. Like, yeah, I had the traditional, like, training, but, like, practicing it on my own to a beat, like, I didn't even realize I was doing it. And, like, it's just so intuitive that way.
Especially, like you said, like having, like, traditional training, too, and then seeing the way that it's applied differently. Like, you have, like, you're like, yeah, I like this way of doing it. Because I do, too. You could definitely tell. I mean, I've definitely taken, like, calm, like breathings, like, you know, trying to meditate, like, clear mind kind of thing. But this is definitely more, so it's like you're getting the meditation while being, like, in a more active, yeah. More active, like a heavier, like a, it's freaking
It's not incredible. A chore.
Yeah, yeah.
It's incentive enough to do it. Like, you enjoy doing it, so that's why you do it. And by doing it more, you get the benefits.
Freaking incredible, man. Thank you, Theo. Thank you. Powerful, Theo. I had no idea this was a ukulele. I was playing it completely different last night, but now he told me.
Sounds pretty good, man.
This is a fucking incredible thing.
Crazy how much, like, similarities this culture's had to Egyptian culture and shit. It's wild, man. Like, the pyramids and the Aztecs. The pyramids and the Aztecs line up to the same constellation as the pyramids in Egypt. It's, like, and there's no possible way they could have communicated. It's, like, so many similarities in this
culture.
You don't
know that. Man.
It's wild. Like, the Nazca lines in Peru... It's like these giant sculptures that are like pictures in pretty much like the back of this. But it's like massive sculptures or massive like pictures on the ground that you wouldn't be able to see without being able to like have an elevated view above it to know that you're making this thing perfect, you know? But this one's gonna be in A minor.
Hey, play whenever you feel like it. Alright, remember guys. Focus is on the inhale. So you're gonna breathe all the way in, relax the exhale. And then when we get to the breath holds, breathe all the way out, hold your breath for as long as you can. When you have the urge to breathe, breathe all the way in and hold again. as long as you can. When you get that urge to breathe, breathe all the way in and then hold again. the urge to breathe again, breathe all the way in and hold again.
that was fucking incredible. That was fucking awesome. Okay, so two, nice. A couple things came to mind when doing that. Can I get this headphones real quick? Just make sure this mic sometimes buzzes. And it ain't buzzing right now. Oh my god, yo, that was very interesting. Well, we need to get one of those in Raleigh.
Yeah, I mean, it was
Don, that is fucking, that is that is tremendous. That that music that you just played there, man, that was,
I appreciate it, man.
that was insane, dude. That was like a journey. When you switched from that slower one and went into that faster beat, I was like, oh man. And you faded it in. It was like a DJ transition, man.
I wish I faded it out a little slower.
No, speed. Dude, I don't know if you could have needed it.
We'll hear in the recording, but no, it was cool.
It's gonna sound dope in the recording. I can tell you that just from.
It's cool, man. Like, it's definitely like, it's still like, there's so much. I'm excited about all the things that I don't know that I can do.
Just scoop that a little closer. No, just the whole stand in between y'all closer. I mean, you're good. I can hear you, but
I'm excited for like most of the stuff that. All the stuff that I don't even know that I can do with this loop.
Just if you kind of loop it around, put it through there. Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
So like.
Yeah. As far.
And like this keyboard that I had, man, I've had that since.
I don't know.
My mom got that.
Talking about what you can do. I don't know what the hell that was, man. That was awesome. I was like.
Well, dude, it's crazy, man. Like, this is the Boss. The Boss RC300.
I'm not bullshitting anybody at all. That was the most powerful breathing meditation that I've ever done. Where like you could really like feel the fucking circulation, man. I tell you what, like, here's the other thing I wanted to say. Two things. Well, remember I was talking about my hands the first time. Like when I was just sitting there before I even picked up the guitar, when I would do the breath out and hold my breath, I would feel my hands like start going. To the beat of the damn song, like, and it's like I can feel like the blood, and then it's like you feel lightheaded, like spacey a little bit, and then the crazy thing is in that moment, and this is like I've never done anything like that, where like you're holding your breath but playing music, and like so I've noticed from recording, like if I'm recording a solo and I'm really getting into it, one of the things I do is I definitely hold my breath. I like start it off like, and I start like holding it, but like. Doing this kind of exercise, especially being able to hold my breath, I already know this is going to translate into what I do musically. Yeah. First of all, the music you have is absolutely fitting, and then I think I was sort of in that breathless state at one point because I never expected that after you do the first like exhalation and you hold your breath, I was like, okay, I'm going to do the inhalation and then I have to start breathing again because I'm going out. But when you do that second. Like that long inhale and hold your breath for the second time, I found myself going almost as long as I did the first time.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, I didn't expect to be able to hold my breath off of one breath in that particular way. And I missed that on the first one, but those two songs we just did.
Oh,
I
yeah, you had it spot on.
Yeah, that shit was insane, dude. And then.
Yeah, a video that I watched is that, like, you want to breathe. In or breathe out a little. Let's breathe out a little bit more air than you. Or breathe in a little bit more. No, you breathe out a little bit more air than you breathe in. Right?
No, no. For the second breath, the inhalation, you're breathing all the way in, and then
just push. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a relaxed exhale, so all the air is not coming out on that.
Oh wait, so I think I might have missed that last little bit. So okay, so you do the right, and then you hold your breath with it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So then when you're done with that, you gotta...
And, yeah.
You hold it on the way in, and then you relax it on the way out?
No, you just...
Just go back
it.
Into the...
And you just go... No, you just go into... After he does the breath in hold.
No, he's talking about the double breath holds.
Yeah.
After the second breath.
Yeah,
go into a regular meditative just breathing at that point, and then I just wait for Theo to go back into another breathing.
Okay.
Yeah, but no, what you're supposed to do is breathe all the way out, hold, then inhale... All the way in, and then hold again.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then
he was talking about the second breath.
What I got. The second time I did it, I did that. Yeah. The first one, I didn't know. I was just going like, but dude, I'm telling you, that was cool, completely.
We are looking for a spot to do things. Like
oh, it's in the works.
No.
It's gonna happen.
Hey, Theo,
it's in the works.
I'll help you in any way I can. I'll go anywhere, dude, to have like. That was incredible.
Like yoga studio.
That was fucking incredible.
Area
especially breathing and everything like that.
Okay, but we want to really
like I want yeah
like like at Emerge or at here.
I was just thinking at Emerge.
Like, I want people who aren't normally, like, because this is geared towards people who, like, because, yeah, there's a lot of people teaching pranayama and breathing exercises.
Whatever you just taught is the fucking master course, yeah, bro. I've never had anything fucking like that who in my aren't, life.
Like, who won't necessarily go to those classes. Like, I am trying to reach people who wouldn't necessarily go to a yoga studio.
I don't want to shoot. I don't want to, like say. I don't mean to. Look, even if they are going to regular breathing class, I think anybody can benefit from that activity right there, man. That is
what I think is really cool about what Theo does is that
is freaking genius.
Describing this is really something that's difficult to describe how to do to somebody.
Yeah,
but he has like a really powerful breath that it's easy to follow.
Right,
and
right,
if you
right.
See it live, you really like, all right, this is how you do it. This is pretty.
Easy to, he's really easy to follow. So that's what I've gathered that a lot from him, and like I noticed it from crowds that we have, that like describing it beforehand, some people are like, all right, they're trying to picture it, but I think humans in general are the like image is how we learn, you know.
Right, right. Watch it. Engages the full neurons.
Seeing somebody just like very powerfully go into a breath that like maybe some people would kind of be like a little hesitant to just do it. Either just jumps right into it and it's like it pulls everyone in. They're like, all right, this is it, this is how we do it, and it's really boosted my ability to catch on a lot quicker, and it's awesome.
It's definitely,
and every time we do it, like every time I'm in front of people, like you learn a little bit more, and like we connect a little bit better. The music transitions a little bit better. We jump in a little bit better. Like it is an awesome learning experience.
Oh yeah, definitely.
What time is it?
It is 3:30.
3:30. I'm gonna ask. I know the owner was. She said that she'd be interested in doing more.
Dude, we got to. That was the most incredible thing I've done in a minute. Well, you can talk on
that. All right, well, definitely plug our Tuesday class again. So, yeah, we have a class every Tuesday at 7:30. It's at the Living Arts Collective in Durham. What's the address?
410 West Gear Street. It's, like, right next to...
West Gear?
G-E-E-R Street. Pretty much the Motorco area. That's what the easiest thing to establish. But it's not on the street that, like, Full Steam Motorco. It's not that street. It's like Coco Cinnamon.
What time is it at?
7:30.
7:30, and how long is it?
So what we do is we start at 7:30, and that'll be like ideally having people show up at 7:30. We'd have like a 7:30, 7:40 description of the breathing and like talking about like what we're about to get into, and then do the breathing until 8:30.
Okay.
And then 8:30, 8:40, and then after that we all have a discussion of like what worked, what benefited, like how you experienced this breathing, so that like in case somebody did something and they just weren't sure if they were doing it right, they tell us and we can help them understand it better.
And even a discussion after the breathing, like we've found out that like after the breathing and having a discussion, like it just like the discussions are riveting.
We
talk about all different types of topics, and like we said earlier, like breathing in unison like forms a rapport with like people. So like everybody in the room has a natural rapport with each other.
It gets them on the rhythm. Really, that was cool. Definitely
last,
for sure.
Last when we did it, somebody brought up how it brought them back to when they were in their family church doing choir singing, and then like three other people in the group also like, oh yeah, that brought back to me that different time in my life when I did this other breathing exercise.
Oh,
that,
wow.
Like, and it's like it brings back, it puts you back in different, I don't know,
different
situations
when
that
you were breathing
you,
correctly.
That you existed in, you know, and it's cool like to not forget that you existed in those moments, you know.
Yeah, so even if you just came for the discussions afterwards, it'd totally be worth it.
Dude, so no, you definitely don't. Oh, the discussion after, I'm sure, are great. But that, whatever the hell that was, man.
But we only have until 9.
That was.
We only have the space rented until 9. So,
right.
Like, we obviously want to get the most amount of breathing done per night. So, like, but we just started last Tuesday, and it was a great session. Started a little after than ideally, but you know, that's how it's gonna be. But it was great. Yeah.
So, yeah,
dude. And Apollo comes, my dog.
I'm definitely I'll be there Tuesday, man. That was freaking cool. Amazing.
Nice, sweet.
Yeah, and in long term plans, we are gonna be trying to like push this, so keep an eye out in local festivals. There's the Triangle Veg Fest that I'm trying to talk to and get connected with. And also this thing called Hippie Fest that's gonna be happening in Raleigh in September. Yeah.
It seems fitting.
I'm going to be doing...
Yeah, are you staying in Raleigh?
Yeah.
Okay, so we got to find a place in Raleigh to do this,
I'm going
to
be putting on a
Have you been looking around? Because I'm intrigued, dude. Hey, look, if y'all listen to this, definitely have it in your thoughts to get a goddamn spot to do this in Raleigh, because that would be phenomenal. Yeah.
No, I've definitely been throwing my feelers out there. Like, I've submitted an application to SkillPop. I've contacted a few other people, but like, yeah,
I'm gonna rack my brain, dude. We're gonna find some places. This is too cool to not be a thing.
Yeah. And like, we want to bring it into like, I feel like having this at the Emerge open mic one night would be a really cool thing.
And Don, the way you play the music too, it's like music's kind of like, it's like the like following the breathing. You're just enhancing the journey, like the song. I don't know, man. That's pretty sweet. And I can only imagine if we had like got everything going through a nice PA system.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
Well, it's over the shows. We do run everything through here, but
yeah. No, I mean this works great. But I'm saying like loud.
Yeah,
we're doing it. We're in the coffee shop, so
man,
obviously
I gotta
we're keeping it quiet.
That time that me, you, Brett, and Logan went to the fairgrounds and played music out there, just getting the opportunity to hear Brett play guitar while he had an amp turned up as loud as he could, while a cop was on the other side of the street, hearing this happen and turning left, not right, towards the amphitheater was like one of the best moments of my life.
We had a drum set and a full band set up in the middle of a dirt track.
I felt like they do the demolition derbies
over the state fairgrounds.
And what's that? The Live at the Coliseum? Pink Floyd at the Coliseum?
Is it? I don't know.
They have like a live DVD where
they're
playing.
Is that when they were doing? Is it like
they're playing like in the Roman Coliseum?
What era Pink Floyd?
Dude, I don't know.
Like
it's
the
really
wall
psychedelic.
They used to have this song called Interstellar Overdrive, which was like a...
I'll tell you about that
song
after we get off air, but
there's something about it, like definitely that the music and that prominent beat and like breathing along to it, man. It definitely.
The beat is definitely
important. That's the key. Man. That is like it's like that's because like the whole thing about like kick drums and everything like that is like the tie between the kick drum and the heartbeat, and then you got the breath and the heartbeat, and so. It's kind of like, breathing to that beat and getting, it's like, I mean, think about when you're at like a club and you're dancing, you're on the beat and it changes your breathing rhythm, but this time you're like remaining still and you're breathing the rhythm rather than like even getting in, man, it was incredible. I feel great right now.
Yeah.
I don't know what I want to do, but I feel like I could do anything. Let's go run around. Well, that was fucking sweet, you guys. That was really awesome. Thanks for sharing.
Links.
Yeah, plug anything you got to do.
We have I Breathe Consciously.
The website is ibreatheconsciously.com. If you would like to see where we're at or what we're doing or just read a little bit more about the breath, go to ibreatheconsciously.com.
That's ibreatheconsciously.com.
And I guess that's also Facebook and... You have Instagram or...
Yeah, so ibreatheconsciously.com, that's my website, but like it'll give you links to the Instagram, which is ibreatheconsciously, Facebook page, Conscious Breathing, have a SoundCloud. We're about to put out some music on SoundCloud that is Conscious Breathing as well.
Yeah, and then for my music, it's Xylem, which is X-Y-L-E-M. So I'm on SoundCloud, SoundCloud.com/XYLEM89. Facebook /Xylem89. I'm on Instagram as Xylem Sounds. Just recently accidentally deleted my entire Instagram, my personal Instagram. So now it's like, all right, well, I'll just have a music one. So that's where you can find that. And also at the Living Arts Collective every Tuesday night from 7:30 to 9.
So we could definitely, and it would be really cool, we could do a podcast from the Living Arts Collective while we got that thing going on. We could like do the podcast of just the entire like breathing.
Oh, totally. Yeah. That'd be cool.
And then also, I would like to get you guys. We got to find some place to do this in Raleigh because this is fun.
Yeah.
And we got to get that way you could have a couple like Durham and then.
Yeah,
Raleigh
we had a crew. We had, so before on the 2nd, we had a thing at my house.
Yeah.
Just because we were about to start the Living Arts on the 8th or the 9th, which was Tuesday. So on the 2nd, we decided, let's just have something, a little collective, small gathering at my house. I just sent the invite out to a bunch of people. My house is kind of small. I didn't know who was going to come.
Right.
And ended up having a good turnout. It was with me and Theo, 9 other people. So 11 people were there.
Wow.
And half of them came from Raleigh. So we definitely have like a good group that would come to things in Raleigh.
Not to mention the first one I did in Raleigh.
Yeah.
And so, everything, like, I mean, Living Arts Collective is definitely a great place to do that. So you got flyers over there and everything, too?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Hung up, too, so I guess...
That is awesome. Thank you to Living Tree for having us out here.
You can take a picture of the poster, and maybe if you have... I don't know if you have covers for the podcast. Do you have covers for, like, pictures on your website?
Eventually. I mean, I just got the main logo for the...
All good. Yeah, but those are our links. So I can put a link to
Breathe Consciously. I will put that on there. And then I'll put SoundCloud on there for you and Facebook. And then, thank you for Lucky Tree for having us out here. I had a bulletproof coffee and a banana cashew bar. That's my combo. I've had it here many times in the morning, and it's fucking good stuff. So,
what kind of tea did we get?
White Orchard.
The White Orchard. It's a dank tea.
And they got a delicious White Orchard tea. And then, Don, what'd you have?
I had that White Orchard tea. It was top notch.
So come on out here. And by the way, at Lucky Tree, there's a lot of art, man. It's a really chill spot. They have open mics. I believe it's every other Monday.
Man, this is a cool spot.
I'll double check that. And if I made that error, I'll put it in the description. But thank you guys, and that was fucking sweet.
Thank you.
Thank you, Theo. Right. Nice to meet you, man. That was amazing.
Alright, thanks again to Don and Theo. That is Don and Theo. Catch them at the Living Arts Collective in Durham on Tuesdays in the basement for an amazing breathing meditation thing. Thank you guys for tuning into Alien Radio. We love you. Make sure you go to newtherapy.bandcamp.com. If you go to the album Kairos and check out the song Chasing Moonlight, I have a line in that song that goes, "If I can change your breath, I can change your mind," which is a very funny thing because I had never met Theo until today, and the motto of the company he works for is "Change your breathing and change your life." Well, folks, I'm telling you what, if you get this breathing in, try it out, try it for yourself. I'm telling you, it's an amazing experience. We thank you very much. Goodbye.